At the heart of Pope Benedict's words to the political, diplomatic and religious leaders of Benin was an appeal to act with courage for the good of the whole nation. Addressing firstly the socio-political and economic life of the country and of the African continent as a whole, the Pope said too many conflicts have originated in man's blindness, his desire for power and in the political and economic interests which mock the dignity of people and nature.
En ce moment, il y a trop de scandales et d'injustices, trop de corruption, d'avidité, trop de mépris, de mensonges, trop de violence qui conduisent à la misère.
At this time, the Pope said there are too many scandals and injustices, too much corruption and greed, too many errors and lies, too much violence which leads to misery and death. All people, he said, wish to understand the political and economic choices made in their name, choices which must therefore always serve the common good. Secondly, Pope Benedict spoke about the essential role of interfaith dialogue in Africa, and in Benin in particular, where Catholics, Protestants, Muslims and followers of traditional voodoo religion live side by side. Condemning any use of scripture or the name of God to justify violence, the Pope pointed to the model of so many families in Benin, where members of different faiths remain united.
Je vous encourage à promouvoir, surtout parmi les jeunes, une pédagogie du dialogue.
Using the image of an outstretched hand where each of the five fingers is quite different yet all are essential to the whole, the Pope said there are many forms of interreligious dialogue, such as cooperation in social and cultural areas, that can help people to understand each other better and live together serenely. In this area, the Pope said, Africa can offer us all food for thought and become a symbol of hope for the whole world. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Um bas pra todo lado, esperança diz que se vou pubis, permona em outro sumamá.